you've ever just said something before thinking?
She said, let's get corn dogs, and I was like, I'm gonna marry this girl.
Scotty on US 99.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story, and Stacy in Plainfield, you're gonna try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
All right, the good news of the story, Stacy, is that there's a mom who decided she was gonna make a very special dinner for her teenage son. Simple as that. And she did. What's the bad news of that story?
He got food poisoning?
No, he didn't get food poisoning. However, that is a lot of mom's cookings. You know, you never really know. No, are you following the recipe? No, I know what I'm doing. Okay, mom, sure. No, the bad news is that the special meal she was trying to make for her son was a meatloaf that resembles his face. So she made a meatloaf that looks like his face with like shredded cheese for the hair and these olives for the eyes and the red peppers for eyebrows. And it is absolutely terrifying.
It is. I would imagine.
So I posted the pictures right now. They're on our Instagram story, US 99 Chicago. But this poor kid, I'm just glad he doesn't look like that because it would be a rough life.
That's not a good idea.
No, I encourage you to go look at this. It'll make your day happy of the meatloaf face. It's a US 99 Chicago on Instagram.
I will do that. I promise.
We got to get all three. The three trivia questions that stick and go on and on and on and on until someone trick or treats all three of them right out of the bucket. So if Stacy from Twin Lakes doesn't get all three, you're going to get the same questions. All right, Stacy, ready to jump in? Take a shot.
Okay.
Question one. Stacy, what's the nickname for the famous shopping district on Michigan Avenue?
The Miracle Mile.
Okay. Question two. Which animal's fingerprints are identical to human fingerprints?
An ape.
Okay. Hold on right there. I'm going to get you question three right after Carrie Underwood. Okay. So 3 minutes away. Not only am I going to get you question three, and if she doesn't get them, they go to you. So you got to pay attention. But
can you get all three?
The three trivia questions stick and go on and on. Till someone gets all three, will Stacy from Twin Lakes, home of Country Thunder, get all three? If she doesn't, they go to you. She answered questions one and two just a couple minutes ago. Stacy, you ready to jump in and take on question three?
Okay.
Question three. Stacy, almost 60% of people agree that you should not call somebody before what time?
Should not call somebody before what time? 8 a.m.
Okay. Stacy, Twin Lakes, you got one correct. You got one.
I didn't do better than last week.
But that's okay. These ones are pretty hard. All right, hold on right there. I need to find someone that can get all three. 312-946-4995. Can you get all three? I think you can. 312-946-4995. We'll find out next on US 99.
Hey, it's Dierks Bentley. Wishing you a happy Halloween.
Thanks, Dierks Bentley. This is Scotty, and I'm also wishing you a happy Halloween. And by the way, if you're driving around right now, just be very careful. A lot of people on the roads, a lot of kids crossing the streets, you know, trying to get me some giant Kit Kat bars. While we want to have some fun here on Halloween, before I get you these George Strait, Chris Stapleton tickets, those are coming up just next. I have John Capello, our psychic medium, back on the show to give some readings. He's going to talk to Christina, who wants to connect with her late fiance. So Christina, go ahead and just say hi to John. He's going to go ahead and read the energy and take it from there, okay?
All right. Thank you, Scotty.
Go ahead. Say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Scotty told me you lost your fiance, and it just seemed like there was something sudden about the way he passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's correct. He had came home from work one day and found him on the couch, and he was immediately called 911. He was only in the hospital for like 7 days, and his parents decided to take him off the ventilator.
But you don't have children with him, do you? Or do you have any children?
I do, but that's from my first husband.
Because I'm seeing children around you, and I know that, you know, you're doing the best you can. And he wants to come in, and he wants to... Did he call you baby?
Yeah.
Okay, because he says, baby, I'm here for you. And he says that that I love you very much. And he understood what his parents did as far as ending the artificial means of keeping him alive. He said they did the right thing. He says he wasn't going to recover. But he says that he will always love you. Was he a cuddler, too? Did he like to cuddle with you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it just seems like you two would always like to cuddle, and you know, you just couldn't keep your hands off each other sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's very true, yeah.
Good for you.
I just think that he's just overjoyed that, you know, you're asking him to come in and be with you, and he's so glad that you still talk to him out loud.
I talk to him out loud every day.
And he says that he's going to love you forever.
Christina, does that help?
Oh, yeah, it did, yes.
All right, good. Hold on right there. If you want to talk to John and want to see if you can connect with somebody or just ask him a few questions, go ahead and text the word John, J-O-H-N, to 44995. John to 44995. I'll send his info right to your phone. Happy Halloween. Be careful driving. A lot of kids running around. Just keep your eyes on the road. And listen up, because John Capello, our psychic medium that I've used for the last couple years, he's always spot on, is back. And he's going to try and get in touch with Linda's best friend who passed away. So, Linda, go ahead and just say hi to John. He's going to read the energy and take from there, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Linda, go ahead and say hi to John.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. I'm very sorry that you lost your friend. The energy that I'm getting is, did this lady die from an illness like cancer?
Yes, she did, yeah.
She was very, who wouldn't be upset to be sick like that? I mean, she felt like she got cornered, you know, it felt like she just couldn't fight, you know, it wasn't fair. She just says it wasn't fair. Did she say that?
Yeah. John, she got diagnosed on a Thursday, and she was gone by early Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Because just in shock that she didn't have a chance.
Nope.
Excuse me, didn't really have the chance to really set things in right, you know, say get a chance to really say her goodbyes. Especially to her children. Her husband may still be in shock. How long ago did this happen?
This happened last November, and you were spot on. One of her children was able to make it home, and the other two didn't know until they got home, and their dad told them. So they never got to say goodbye. Yeah.
Never got to say goodbye, and so she's still a little bit in shock as well. So she says that she says with all this that's happened, she says she wants you to know that she is at peace.
Okay.
She's learned to deal with this. Were you like sisters?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Because she just says she misses talking to you. She just wants to send her love to her husband and to her. Now, she's talking about her car. Did she like driving, or did she have a nice car?
She just got a new car, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she didn't get a chance to really drive her car much, and she just says that it was a dream car maybe that she had.
Yeah.
And she says that she hopes whoever has it now enjoys it as much as she enjoyed getting it. So this is a delightful individual. She's a good person, and if there's any consolation, she's glad that she went quickly. The angel said to her that they were expecting her, and she said, "Why didn't somebody tell me?"
That is so her.
She's been trying to reach you. So it just seems like she was a spiritual or religious person too, was she?
Mm-hmm. She taught my daughter RE. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, and it's given me a little bit of peace.
Well, good. You hold on right there. And if you want John's information, you want to reach out to him, maybe possibly talk to him, you could text John, J-O-H-N, to 44995, and I'll send it right to your phone. Can we play a little game of why would you do that? All right, parents, teachers will probably definitely relate to this. However, if you have a kid that did something and you're like, what? Why? What would make you do something like that? 312-946-4995. And that was my reaction Friday night when my wife and I took our son and his friend to the Panic at the Disco concert at the United Center. And all concert long, singing, yelling, having a blast. It's such a good time. But at the end, we're walking out. You know, you get down the stairs and everybody's kind of funneling down through the little tunnel that you come out into the main corridor. And so we're like kind of crushed in and trying to get out of there. And he goes, Dad, put out your hand. And I'm like, what? Hold on. We're trying to get through all these people. Put out your hand. And he goes and reaches in the pocket. I'm like, this kid's going to put his trash in my hand or something like that. So I move my hand away. And he goes and puts whatever he was going to put in his hand. He drops it and then starts to freak out and goes, Dad. I'm like, what? What is happening? And he goes, this is my tooth. He had pulled out his loose tooth, put it in his pocket. God knows what part of the show it's been sitting there. And then at that moment, when we're trying to get out of this crowded arena, decided he was going to put a tooth in my hand. I move my hand. The tooth falls on the ground. There's thousands of people behind us trying to get out. It gets kicked. It is gone forever. Nowhere are we finding this tooth. And all I could say was, why would you do that? So needless to say, I felt bad and gave him $20 from the tooth fairy. But anyways, not the point. The point is, what did your kid do that you genuinely, that your genuine reaction was, why would you do that? Ryan, you're Lombard. Your kid did something that made you go, why would you do that?
Yes. So last summer, my wife and my two daughters, we all went on a road trip out west to Yellowstone. My father-in-law graciously allowed us to borrow his brand new Chevy Suburban. We're at a food truck fest. And my daughter has yellow mustard and ketchup all over her hands. And she's asking me for a napkin. And I'm like elbow deep in a burger at the moment. I'm like, all right, as soon as I finish up here, I'll get you a napkin. And out of the corner of my eye, I see her reach up and smear her hands on the roof of the car. Just like the brand new Suburban.
On the interior roof of the car?
Yellow mustard smears it on the inside of the car.
Oh, no.
And of course, my reaction was, what would make you do something right. like that?
Well, Dad, I asked for a napkin.
Exactly.
Gotta love them. No, seriously, yeah. We have to. We don't have a choice. Like, we're not allowed not to, right?
Exactly.
Hey, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
All right, Lindsay, let's do it. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a really weird news story, and you just try and guess the bad.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So the good news of the story is that there's a pet sitting resort that needed more employees, so they put up a sign in the window, and they got a ton of responses. What's the bad news of that story?
The job was to clean up the dog poop.
I would assume that's probably part of the job, yeah. But that's not the bad news of the story. It would be a bad part of a job, but it's not the bad part of the story. The bad part of the story is that they're getting a lot of responses because the sign they put up in the window said, now hiring non-stupid people. So clearly that offended plenty of people that decided to speak out, but they were responded by saying, well, we just don't want people that we repeatedly have to tell to get off their cell phone because they have dogs to watch. So obviously they had some problems with that in the past. And that seems to be how they determine if you're stupid or not, if they have to tell you to do your job. Scotty. All right, Heather. I don't know if you've been following this story that I've had. I don't know if you're on my Instagram or not, but I've had this story that was this saga that was going on of my friend's diaper bag that had been left in an Uber.
I did hear about that. Did they pick it up yet?
Okay, so took about 3 weeks. Like, they left the diaper bag in an Uber. They flew back to Nashville, and I was trying to meet up with his Uber driver for weeks, right? Like, the Uber driver's like, yeah, I'll come tonight. And he just ghosted me for 3 weeks. And I was like, okay, so I gave up. Last week, I got this, like, random phone call from a number I didn't even recognize, and it was the Uber driver. And he goes, I'm downstairs with the bag. And I was like, no, stop it. And so I got the bag. We secured the bag. I know. So we secured the bag, which I thought it was going to be a promise that was never going to have a follow through. So I think I want to do this. And if you have one, I'll start with you. But I would like to give anybody that has somebody that it made them a promise that hasn't delivered yet the opportunity to give them a nice little reminder right now on the radio. Just a little nudge, right? Like,
I do owe my family members a promise. About two years ago now, maybe.
2 years.
I told them for Christmas I was going to make them door signs for their front doors, and I still haven't.
And you still haven't done it. So your family, this is a nudge to yourself. Your family's waiting for their door signs.
It is. It is.
All right. 312-946-4995. Let's do this. If you have somebody that owes you something, promise they would do something, give you something, fix something, buy you something, no matter what it is, you want to remind somebody of a promise they made you. 312-946-4995. 99.5. Liz, somebody made you a promise. You want to remind them, right?
I'm actually calling because I've got a friend that I've been renting to during my divorce that was promised to, you know, always be a good friend. I gave him, you know, deals during this COVID, and he still has not paid me rent in 6 months. And now I had to do some things that I didn't want to do, and I had to file, obviously, a case against him. So I'd like to remind him that he owes me money and this could all end.
And I think you did that. That was very assertive of you. In fact, I got scared. I almost paid the rent just now. I thought it was...
You help a guy out. Now I got to support him and his family. Like, please. I'm already supporting my ex-husband. Is this not enough?
I'm with you. You made me think I did it.
Pay me some money, man.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, Daddy. I love you.
Love you back. Okay. Well, on that note, I made you a promise, so let's stick to it so I don't get yelled at. You want those George Strait, Chris Stapleton, little Big Town tickets? They're yours. 312-946-4995. Coming next summer to Milwaukee, and you will be there. Caller 19 will take good care of you on US 99. See, I promised, and I'm doing it. So let's get all three. All right, the three trivia questions. We jump in, and if Heather from New Lenox doesn't get all three today, you're getting the same questions. If she does, you're getting three brand new questions. Either way, get ready. Heather, are you ready to jump in and take on all three trivia questions?
All right.
All right, here we go. Let's jump in. Question one. What is the nickname for the famous shopping district on Michigan Avenue?
Magnificent Mile.
Okay. Question two. Which animal's fingerprints are identical to human fingerprints?
Koala.
All right, hang on right there. I will get you question three, two songs away.
Can you get all three?
Can you? We're going to find out. Heather from New Lenox answered question one and two moments ago. But she's got to get all three. If she doesn't get them, you get the same questions. If she does, you get three brand new questions. Either way, grab your phone, get ready to play. I would love to talk to you. But first, Heather, you ready to jump back and take on question three?
All right.
And question three. Almost 60% of people agree that you should not call someone before what time? What time is too early?
8 a.m.
All right. Heather, you got all three right. Congratulations. You nailed it. Smartest teacher in all of the land. In all of the universe. Yes. All right, Heather, can you hold on 1 second for me?
Sure.
Perfect.
Why are you acting weird?
That's my job.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, let's talk about school for a second.
Back to school to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool.
Teachers, one thing November brings are parent-teacher conferences, right? I've been reading this thread. Some wild things happen in those parent-teacher conferences. 312-946-4. 99.5. Heather, you're a teacher. Anything wild happened in yours?
Intoxicated parents showing up.
Really? Parents come to parent-teacher conference drunk?
Yes, they have. Those are always the good ones, but getting them to sit in their seat and they can't.
Oh, my God. You're like, now I understand your child a little more. I was reading, there was a whole Reddit thread about all these parents or all these teachers that said that they had these crazy meetings with parents. And there were things like a parent threw a chair at her because she didn't believe the things that she was saying about her kid. And I was like, oh my God.
I had lots of parents who don't agree with my precious baby would never do those things.
Right. Of course not. Yeah. Is it more passive aggressive? Like, oh, well, I don't see that at home, but okay.
Yeah, very passive aggressive.
All right, let's do that. I just want to talk to you teachers about those wild things that have happened in parent-teacher conferences. All right, 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995.
We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
All right, teacher-parent conference time, right? It is that season. 312-946-4995. One of these others from the Reddit thread that a parent threw a chair at me once because she believed her son shouldn't have to do homework. Threw a chair at you? Yikes. All right, teachers. He had some interesting parent-teacher conference interactions. 312-946-4995. Nick, what was yours?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was a younger teacher at the time, and I guess one of my students thought I was a little good looking, and her mom scheduled the call to come in to hit on me and ask me out to dinner.
Oh!
It was an awkward parent-teacher conference, to say the least.
Right, yeah, no kidding. Were you, did you? I don't know.
No, I did not. I kept that boundary.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, like, what did she say?
She came in and she was like, I'm going to be honest. I'm not here to talk about my daughter. I'm here to talk about you and I. And I think you're attractive. I saw your picture. And let's go out to dinner.
Oh, I love it. That took some guts.
Yeah, it did. Definitely took some guts.
Yeah. Like, I'm not here to talk about my daughter. I'm here to make another daughter. Nudge, nudge.
Rising. Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. Where I give you the good news of a story, Christy in Lowell, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is.
Okie doke.
The good news of the story is that there's a family who had their family dog for a very, very long time. Unfortunately, he passed away, but they found a way to keep the dog within the family and so that they're in their lives every single day still. What's the bad news of that story?
The ashes they wanted to get for the dog ended up blowing up in the wind and going everywhere.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I get the dog's in my eye. He's in my eye. Yeah. Oh, I swallowed the dog. That's not the bad news of the story. It might be worse. I don't know. You get to decide. The bad news of the story is that they turned him into a rug. You know, like how they would do a bearskin rug
bear
and you like ski. Yeah, they did that with their dog.
Oh, no. No, a little creepy.
And just laying, like, what if you were laying on the dog? And, like, do you pet it? Like,
imagine if they had other pets, too, that already knew this dog. So, like, maybe they had a, and that dog is, like, totally messed up right now because its dog friend is flat on the ground.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do to me?
Yeah.
Home run! High five, everybody!
Scotty on US 99.
So with the World Series happening and everyone was posting yesterday about the anniversary of the Cubs winning the World Series, mm-hmm. You know, I have baseball in the mind. So one of the things that everyone's talking about baseball is how they might start using like robot umpires.
Okay.
But I was like, what if it keeps going? What if they use robot announcers? Like
that'd be interesting.
So I took some very exciting moments in baseball and I decided to see what it would sound like if robots took their job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the original very exciting moment in baseball.
Right in front of left field, high, deep, and a grand slam to walk it off! Hunter Renfrow!
Super hype, right?
Right, definitely.
Super hype. So this is what it would sound like if it was done by a robot.
Renfrow to left field, high, deep, and a grand slam to walk it off Hunter Renfrow.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. This is a good one. Here we go.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Go crazy.
Home run. And the Cardinals have won the game.
Go crazy. Okay, so that's the original one. You know, on your phone, you can change the voices sometimes. Like you can make Siri Australian or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's see what that would sound like if we used a British AI voice.
Smith corks one into right field, down the line, it may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run and the Cardinals have won the game.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. That's a brilliant hit, mate.
Yeah, no, that's not as exciting.
That is exciting. All right, so you remember in 2016 when the Cubs won the World Series?
I do.
Yeah, of course. It sounded like this.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Very exciting. Very fun. Very fun.
Definitely.
Well, what would it sound like if it was done by an Australian robot? It would sound something like this.
A little bouncer slowly to Bryant. He'll glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's end time and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out to the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
I don't feel like the Cubs have done it. That doesn't make me feel like they did anything.
Yeah, no.
So I'm thinking we should probably keep human announcers. What do you say?
Agreed, for sure.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Here we go. Good news, bad news. I'll give you the good news of a story, and Tammy in Antioch, you're going to try and guess the bad news of this story.
Okay.
So the good news of the story is that, in my opinion, Harry Potter fans got it right, and they continue to pay tribute to, I think, the best character in Harry Potter, which is Dobby. And they visit the gravesite that was in the filming location in Wales. So they pay tribute to him by visiting that location. What's the bad news of that story?
That they were paying tribute to the wrong character?
They're like, hold on a second. Who died here again? No, they were paying tribute to the right character, but are you a Harry Potter fan?
No.
Oh, you're not. So this one might not resonate with you, but if you do pay attention to Harry Potter, Dobby loves socks. So people have been leaving socks at this location, and it's a beach. And so it's become very bad, obviously, for the environment. It's caused a lot of environmental problems because people have been leaving tribute socks all over the beach. So all the wildlife are, I know. Which in my head, there's just an octopus somewhere with mismatched socks on all of his tentacles.
I'm so stupid.
Stupid.
My name's Scotty. Tammy, have you ever heard of mom brain? You familiar with that?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, be familiar. Well, I felt like I had something like that today. And you know how sometimes you just run on autopilot? So this is so ridiculous. I was getting ready for work, and right? So I got out of the shower, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do my hair today. Whatever. So I have like all this pomade and stuff in my hand, ready to put it in my hair. And then I was also looking at everything else, like, okay, these are the next things I have to do. And so next thing I know, I take the pomade and I put it in my armpit. Because the next thing I was going to do was put deodorant on, so I skipped right to it. So I styled my armpit this morning.
At least it will smell good.
I don't know, it's ridiculous. My brain just went on autopilot, took over my body.
You know, when you're looking for your glasses and you're wearing them.
Right.
Or you thought you picked up a kid and you didn't.
Yep. Left the kid at school. Got it. All right, so totally don't want to feel alone in this. And instead of calling it a mom brain moment, you know what? I will take full responsibility. Did you have a Scotty moment? I put my hair product in my armpit because I thought it was deodorant. Did you have an oops moment that I have now rebranded as a Scotty moment? 312-946-4995. 312-946-4995. I hope Scotty moment doesn't catch on. Hi, my name's Scotty, and sometimes I'm an idiot.
I'm so stupid.
Stupid.
Yeah, I know. Rub it in. I told you I was getting ready this morning. I put like the pomade stuff in my hand, gonna put it in my hair. And for some reason, I always skipped the hair thing and went right to deodorant. I took the pomade and put it in my armpit and styled my armpit this morning. They look great, by the way. I don't know, in case you were wondering. 312-946-4995. We've rebranded something called an oops moment to now a Scotty moment. Michelle in Des Plaines, you had a Scotty moment?
I have a Scotty moment. I was on the phone with my sister, and she heard me getting upset and rustling around, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking for my phone. I can't find my phone.
Yeah, that's...
She goes, you're on it with me. Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Too common. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Michelle in Fox Lake, you had a Scotty moment?
I did. I had one last week. My teenage daughter is always stealing my stuff, and she stole my body spray. So I went into her room and stole body spray back, but it was hand sanitizer.
So it was a spray hand sanitizer?
Yeah, I sprayed it everywhere, including my hair.
Oh, you're so clean. You're so clean.
So clean and smelling good.
Okay, this is all weird news.
I just got some really weird news.
That is weird.
Good news, bad news. So I'll give you the good news of a story, and Alexa in Crystal Lake, you're going to try and guess what the bad news of this story is, okay?
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. So the good news of the story is there's new research out, Alexa, that humans are going to be evolving, and we're going to evolve because of technology, okay? What's the bad news of that story?
We're all going to turn into robots.
Oh, man, that would be cool.
No.
The bad news is we're going to be deformed a little bit. So they are saying that because of technology, our bodies are going to start to grow in different ways. So we're going to grow like a second eyelid that's supposed to like protect us from the blue light. And then other things like the way our backs are shaped are going to be more humped over, and our elbows are going to be permanently bent at 90 degrees because of how we hold our phones and everything. So that's how they're saying we are going to evolve. So we're going to look like these crazy, freaky, alien-looking things.
Lovely.
There's a 3D rendering of that. Would you like to see that?
I think I'd rather be a robot, but...
Yeah, agreed. But this 3D rendering of what we're going to look like is terrifying. So if you want to see what you or your grandkids are going to look like, text the word WEIRD to 44995. WEIRD. W-E-I-R-D. WEIRD to 44995. I'll send it right to your phone.
That's some bad news.
And it's Friday, which means it's time for some big Friday energy. Time to send you to the weekend on a positive note. Here's what I like to do on Fridays. It's called the best thing someone said to you this week. And it's very, very simple. It's just to go ahead and put yourself in the right mindset. You go into the weekend on a positive note. So you forget about all the negative, terrible, horrible, gross things that happen. It could even be about forgetting the rain that's happening currently and this morning. And you just think about one thing that someone said to you that made you smile. 312-946-4995. I do want to shout out Mo, who DM'd me on Instagram. And this is one of the best DMs I've gotten in a really long time. And she, it was literally just a thank you DM because she listens every day and said that, hey, thank you for just making me laugh every single day. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And then she followed up with something I've never heard of before. And honestly, I bet it's got to be a lie. There's no way. But she said that she gets together with her friends on Fridays and they talk about what the funniest thing I said this week was. And I'm going to be honest. I bet most weeks it's pretty silent. Maybe every once in a while there's something. But whatever it is I can do every day just to hopefully make you smile for 2 seconds at a time. That's what I want to do every day. So I appreciate the message, Mo, and appreciate you and your friends listening and probably secretly making fun of me, which I'm so okay with. So 312-946-4995. What's the best thing someone said to you this week, Dale?
It's not what was said to me. It's what I received. And it was my divorce order papers. November 14th. It's over.
You're like, I'm free!
I am a free man. November 14th.
Listen, you don't hope divorce on anybody, but I do hope that people always take the steps that they need to take to make themselves happy and to live a happy life.
Oh my God, it's the best thing that's happened to me in a long time.
I don't want any part of it. I'm just happy you're happy. That's it.
All right.
Your turn. Think about one thing someone said to you this week to make you smile. Let's get it in right now. 312-946-4995. What's the best thing someone said to you this week? 312-946-4995.
Isn't it awesome? It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Okay, it'll probably sound more like crying, but it's meaning. It wants to be picked up. I get it. Babies don't talk yet. All right, Scotty, let's do this. The best thing someone said to you this week. This is all about Friday. Some big Friday energy and send you into the weekend on a positive note, getting rid of and not thinking about all the nasty, terrible, negative things, but getting into the one thing someone said to you that made you smile. 312-946-4995. All right, Angel, you're in the Gary area. What is the best thing someone said to you this week?
So I'm a first-year teacher.
Okay.
And I just had my first, evaluation and stuff, and my principal said that I was doing an amazing job, and it just put the biggest smile on my face.
Oh, I love that. I bet going into your first year of teaching, that's got to be nerve-wracking.
Oh, 100%.
Thank you for everything you do for our kids. So you had to have, your own little parent-teacher conference with your boss, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad it went well. You got A+.
Thank you.
Have an extra glass of wine.
Oh, I will.